This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, down, down.
Pass. She also didn't close with this, which is crazy to me.
Did she do it?
Of course she did it, yeah. Oh, okay. But she did it like five songs to go.
Oh.
And I mean, the place was going crazy. Lots
the
of cowboy
WIP
hats
afternoon
getting twirled.
Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, I don't want any, like, country music. I don't want Beyonce's country music.
So I'll be honest, like, the older I get, the more I get into country.
But you get into, like, fake country, right? Like Morgan Wallen and all
no,
that
like
stuff.
No, like Zach Bryan.
Well, Zach Bryan's fake country, too.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I could just tell within 10 years I'll be into country.
All countryed up?
Yeah, just slowly.
Willie Nelson country?
No.
Oh, okay.
New country.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Elliot, here was the question we asked. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Jalen Hurts is outside the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar tier? Now, that's where they had him. They had him fifth,
yeah,
outside of the
yeah.
top. Have you heard the results of the poll yet?
Of your guys' poll?
Yeah.
No, I'm
What
not.
Do you think the results are?
So it's just yes or no?
Yeah.
So the question is it unfair he's outside? I'm going to say no. Or no, I'm going to say yes at 65%.
So the question is, do you agree with? And the that he's
oh,
outside
then it would be
of the
no.
tier.
No, at 65%.
It's actually yes at 54%.
So this is where I was gonna go with it. I definitely don't think it's a slap in the face to Jalen to have him at five. Like I think the fact that he's at five, real this time last year, people would have killed to have him at five when you consider coming off of 23.
He was like somewhere between 11 and 17 in most lists last year.
For sure. That being said, I do think he should be ranked number two. Like, I don't think it's a slap to have him outside those top four. And I think if all the players in the league were eligible to be drafted, those would be the first four picks. Probably. Right?
So if they're judging the four best the best quarterbacks, then and you think those would be the four top picks, then how is Jalen above them?
Because Jalen has a Super Bowl. And that has to matter.
Well,
the wins
in
the Super Bowl.
They're ranking the best quarterbacks.
I know. But like, Mahomes is the best quarterback, right? But Mahomes is also the unquestioned number one because he has Super Bowls. Like, I think you could compare him and Josh Allen, him and Joe Burrow.
Right.
I think Mahomes is the best.
I agree with that.
But
the winning is separate.
But the reason he is, like, everyone puts him one, like, when you make the list, you put him one and then you start, is because of the Super Bowls. Like, that's the difference, right? So I think if you wanted to talk about pure talent.
Well, he's also just for...
He is better. I agree.
Well, but the other thing is, to just say it's the Super Bowls, I think is concentrating a little too much on his stats from maybe the last year or two and not enough on... The guy threw 50 touchdown passes.
Dude, I agree with you. He is the best quarterback.
Okay.
I'm just saying...
It's not just the winning.
It's not just the winning, but I think that is the deciding factor between him and these other guys.
Between him and like Burrow, I would say.
Yes, exactly.
So. Sure,
right?
Yeah.
So I think when you look at Jalen, his numbers are comparable to those four. They just are. You can look at passing yards. You can look at total yards. You can look at like turnovers. He's better. Total touchdowns. Like the numbers are comparable. Number one. Number two,
his passing yards are not comparable.
He's
within
1,000 yards of. I believe he's. I have it written down. He's within 1,000 yards of Lamar. 1,000 yards of Burrow.
You mean last year?
No, I'm talking over the last 3 years.
Okay.
My apologies. Yeah, the last 3 years.
Okay, so Burrow was hurt, right? And Lamar missed games, too.
Yeah, but that's part of it. Like Burrow's injury history should qualify for this when talking about it, for sure, 100%.
Okay. All right.
I mean, Wentz was hurt all the time. He got that held against him.
Yeah,
all
what do you
got
to say about that, Spike?
I guess nothing. I guess. I guess,
yes.
He would throw for more yards than a guy who isn't playing in a game. If that is your point, then
yes.
I guess that's.
Yeah, but we're talking over 3 years. I'm not saying last week he had more yards.
Why'd
I'm
you
saying
pick
over
3 years so you can include 22?
No, we could just do last year.
Okay.
I included 3 years because I think it's a fair sample size for a player. We could do four, we could do whatever. I'm just saying that what I picked.
Okay.
But also, and I'm not going to let you and Jack bully me off of this.
I'm here with you.
He has the second most wins over the past 3 years. He has more playoff wins than a lot of those quarterbacks. He has a Super Bowl. He's been to two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question his resume stacks up better than Josh Allen, Joe Burrow,
that's
and Lamar.
Fine. Yeah, it's not a resume list. You already
but
gave
it
up.
Is a resume
see,
list.
No, see,
but
here's
it,
the thing.
But that's part of
no,
it.
No, but see, here's the thing, Alec. You already gave up your side here. And it's unfortunate because you're a good arguer.
No, I'm not.
But the first thing you said was, if there was a draft tomorrow, those four quarterbacks would go ahead of Jalen.
So, yes,
so
that's
if,
part
so
of it.
If we were talking about the best quarterbacks and you're saying those four quarterbacks would be drafted first, mm-hmm. then they are the best quarterbacks.
No, I don't think that's true. You could argue they are more talented. You could argue that. I don't think it's completely clear they're more talented, but you could argue that. But when you're making a ranking of something, resume is included.
Right,
in
and that's
that.
Why he's fifth.
No, but his,
because
no. But that's why I'm saying I think it's wrong. I'm saying
fifth.
He should be second. Based off a resume, yeah. He should be second.
But it's not just based off a resume.
But that's part of it. That is part of it.
I know, which is why he's fifth. Otherwise, he wouldn't even be
no,
fifth.
No, but that's why I'm disagreeing. And I'm saying his stats, his skill, those things are comparable to those guys.
I don't think so.
But the stats are comparable.
No, you're cherry-picking stats.
I'm not cherry-picking stats.
Well, of course you are.
Okay, well, what stat would you say these quarterbacks are way better than him in? Where there is a noticeable gap. Not like, 100 yards over a season or whatever.
They're all noticeable better passers than Jalen. All of
I don't think that's true.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Well, but I just wonder why you think that.
Because put your phone down. Put your phone
okay,
down.
Well, I'm going to give you the numbers.
Well, I don't. I'm looking at you dead
okay,
in the eye.
Yeah.
Do you think that Joe Burrow is a significantly better passer than Jalen Hurts?
I think Joe Burrow is a significantly better passer.
Okay. There's one.
Yeah.
Do you think, what's his name?
Josh Allen or Lamar.
Number one.
Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes is a significantly better. Okay. So number three, do we think Lamar Jackson is a significantly better?
I do not. No.
You don't?
I think Lamar has a better arm, but I don't think he's a better passer than
Jalen. I don't know if he's a better passer.
Do you think, 41 touchdown passes and four picks would suggest he's a good passer?
I would, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what he had last year.
Okay, yeah, he's good. I'm agreeing. But I'm saying I think that Jalen is all. I think Jalen is just as good at passing the ball as Lamar is.
He's not.
He's certainly more accurate. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here you go. He's more accurate. Okay. And I think he makes better decisions. Now, last year, Lamar did only have four interceptions. Now, Jalen, I think, had what, six?
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, right?
It is. It is
interceptions.
But also, I never said it's the most. I said
you did.
winning and then interceptions.
No, you said taking care of the ball.
Put him however you want.
But
he wins more than Lamar.
I would say this, 4-6 is basically the same.
Right. It's not like Jalen had 12.
Yeah, 4-6 is...
Well, Lamar played all 17 games, right?
Did he? I don't know. You have to tell me. Okay.
Yeah.
So Jalen played 15, 16?
He missed three. I mean, he essentially missed three games. Because he only played a drive of the Washington game.
Right. And then
two more games.
Was it two?
Yeah.
Yeah,
are you sure?
The last two because they clinched.
Yeah.
So it was Washington and then wasn't it Dallas? He didn't play the last week. I'm thinking of meaningful games. Yeah, okay. But you're right from a stats perspective. I was trying to remember the meaningful games.
I just like, we could do the stats thing all day long. I've watched those guys play. I think they're all better on the field than Jalen is. That's fine. Jalen is at fifth, I think, is a major concession for me, and I think it's fair.
Again, like I started, I don't think Jalen at fifth is a slap in the face to Jalen, but I do think he deserves to be second.
See, my argument is always that word elite.
Mm-hmm.
If you... or anybody could give us something specific that goes in that category of elite. Because when you compare the quarterbacks, one guy does this better than the other guy.
Does that make him
automatically better than that guy? Like,
I think
like,
they all carry their teams in a way that Jalen doesn't.
I just don't think that's true, though.
But that's fine. That's fine. Because Jalen still carries his team. He's still the driving force behind the team.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I
see when you guys say carry, you want him to be a Superman and rush for 100 yards, and I think we all agree that's not him.
Sure,
that's not him. But if we're saying elite, there has to be something that puts you in that category that's different than everybody else. And to me, if Pat Mahomes is going to be in that category, I don't understand how Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow get in the same category with Patrick Mahomes for something that matters. Because I'll tell you this, this eye testing is a fan thing. So if you were to ask a GM, a quarterback, an owner, even fan bases, what matters to them the most from their quarterback? Do you think they would want what Jalen has done in his career as the quarterback?
Or, but see, I could frame it completely different, and I could say, if I'm a, if I asked all 30 general managers, which quarterback would you rather have?
Sure.
Those four guys or him?
Sure.
I think those four guys would go ahead of him.
That may be true.
Yeah. Right.
But that, but to me, that's off of physical talent. That's off of physical measures. That's not off of what you actually want from a quarterback when you draft him to be your quarterback.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't think it's just physical with those guys. It's not. There are there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who have physical tools who don't perform at the level that those guys do.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just physical skills.
Those guys
have won plenty of football games.
Yeah, so it's Jalen. Jalen, yeah. He just told you Jalen's won the second most games.
Yeah, only Mahomes has won more games. Yeah. And if you include playoffs, I think Mahomes is still one, but Jalen's definitely number two.
Sure, but I'm not saying, like, what I don't want to put those guys in the category of is physically skilled, but that's all that there are. We see that all the time.
But they're not like Jamarcus Russell. Like, the point you're making is they have
Caleb Williams.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I can't have Lamar in the elite category when he's lost in the playoffs as the number one seed.
What's Lamar's best win?
I don't get how Lamar is in there.
You could make that argument with Lamar.
Right.
That's absolutely what I'm saying.
Like, I wouldn't make it with the other three guys. You could make it with Lamar.
But I also think you've gone a little far in being like, Jalen does make a ton of massive plays for this team. Third down. Obviously, the conference championship game, the Super Bowl. Like, there, even I sometimes, like, there'll be highlights, whatever you see, and I forget some of, like, big third down. So the only point I'm making is, like, yes, he has talent around him. He is still the most important player on the roster. Those other teams have great defense. Those other teams have people that help them. Jalen also is put in situations where he makes plays on big third downs where Lamar has not made those plays.
Sure.
Yeah, and so I think that matters too.
Absolutely. And there are games that Lamar has carried his team in a way that Jalen could not.
But there's also games Jalen has carried his team. There is. I mean, he literally carried them to a win against Josh Allen, for what it's worth.
I wish you were here for 2022. You would feel a lot different.
I was much younger then. I had a lot less gray hair.
But you didn't experience.
Sure, you're right.
Jalen Hurts, right? Like, it was totally different than this past. Hold on real quick. Yep. It was totally different than this past year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where Jalen in 2022 was the story of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally the best player in the league.
He was voted number two by the players
in the NFL.
And look, more like the guy that we saw in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl this year. Yes. And I've said,
now imagine getting that all year long and seeing that.
And as I said, if he plays the way that he played in those two games for a season, you have a bad game here and there, whatever.
Right.
But if he plays that way for a season, he's elite. Absolutely. But here's
the other thing too, and I know you don't want me to read stats.
Hang on,
right?
can we?
Yeah, go for it.
One thing. All right, you know who else is elite? Colonial Hyundai.
How'd I know?
See how I did that? Come on.
Nice.
And they're gonna hook. They know you're elite. They're gonna treat you like you're elite. You're gonna walk in there. The car czar is gonna be like, "Look, another elite customer." He's gonna say to his staff, "They're gonna treat you in an elite way. They have an elite new dealership, grand reopening, beautiful, hooking you up with one of two elite incentives." Either 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, this goes up to May 31st, or $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And you look, you go onto the lot there and look at their amazing collection of brand new Hyundais there. Elantra, it's there. The Palisade, it's there. The Ioniq, it's there. Whatever you want, either 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai is going to come with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And you can go online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
So let me read the stats because I think the audience will find it interesting. So over the past 3 years, right? Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts have both played 56 games, not including the playoffs. So just 56 regular season games. Jalen Hurts has 28 games where his pass rating was over 100. Josh Allen, 28 games where his passer rating was over 100. Jalen Hurts has 10 times it was 79 and below. Josh Allen has 15 times. So the point I'm trying to make here is I think because we watch Jalen every week, like we don't see the games where Josh Allen plays poorly and we just see the highlights and thinking of him. But like over the past 3 years, Jalen Hurts has without question been a better quarterback. Like the wins, the passer rating stuff, the rushing is mostly even. Like, so yes, I do think that the league would pick Josh Allen. I agree with you on that.
But why do you think that?
Because I think they think Josh Allen's more talented. But I think they might be wrong with that. Because we also see free agents and guys like get signed because they were high draft picks. Jalen Hurts being a second-round pick, being viewed as a backup, I still think punishes him in these rankings. I still think it is held against him that unlike Lamar, well, Lamar was still a first-round pick.
So wait a minute. So the opposite should be true then. Then why isn't Sam Darnold getting huge contracts?
He did just get a huge...
He got paid half of what Jalen gets
paid. But
I'm
saying he got... But when you think of what he is, he still got paid a ton of money. Let's not act like... I mean, he would
get 40
million a year.
Contracts.
Geno, if I'm not mistaken, get 40 million a year.
Baker Mayfield. But that you could put that number on it. That's like 18th. Highest paid
in
the NFL.
No, I agree, but the point I'm making is Sam Darnold has not had a good NFL career. Like, but Sam Darnold still gets jobs off of potential, is the point I'm making.
Well, and Sam Darnold...
Played awesome last year.
Yeah, last year.
I agree. Yeah. I was surprised when he got paid. But what I think happened to him is in the postseason, his game in the playoffs did not help him.
Sure, yeah,
right?
I agree.
So they saw him in the postseason, and they said,
I think people were looking for a reason to not...
Yes. I think Jalen gets punished because of the draft status, for sure, But also, I think he gets punished because people view the Eagles as having a ton of talent around them, great staff, great GM. But I still think as someone that's there, you know, like obviously you guys are too, but not like a national person, Jalen also helped turn this team around. Like, Jalen is still the most important player on the team. He might not be the most talented, but I think he's the most important. And I don't see how the most important player on arguably the best team in the NFL over the past 3 years doesn't have an argument for being in the top, like, four, if you want to make that point.
Okay. By the way, your selective endpoint stats where you're like, well, I found games where they're... Well, what if they had a quarterback rating of 98? Then what
I have
the stats
that down
like?
Too.
Or what if it was lower than 77?
But let me ask you this: what would
right?
you? But, like, okay, but what would
are
you?
What doing here?
Hold on! No,
you found a number that made
you
that
act
made your
like
argument
I picked 94 and 73. I picked 100
and
79 and
what
below.
What is 79?
Because I think 79 and below starts to be a bad game. If you want to give me another number, you pick a number. Go ahead.
84.
Okay, I have over 100. I have 91 to 99, and I have like so. You can say the numbers don't matter, but that's just because they're not saying what you want to hear, which is he has been just as good as Josh Allen over the past 3 years.
Okay.
He has.
Okay.
Okay.
But yet,
glad you agree.
But yet, most general managers would pick Josh Allen.
But yeah, that doesn't
and
mean
Josh Allen won a real MVP, not a fake MVP.
Well, Jalen, I never brought up the fake MVP a single time. He has a Super Bowl MVP, which I think is more important than MVP, and he also has a Super Bowl trophy and more wins than Josh Allen.
So does Nick Foles.
He has to go through Mahomes.
So does Nick Foles Joe Flacco.
And you have Foles as the best quarterback in franchise history. So why does the winning matter for Nick Foles, but you don't bring it up for Jalen?
I don't think he's the best quarterback in franchise history. I think Donovan McNabb is.
Okay, so I got that wrong. I thought you said it was Foles.
No.
Yeah, it was Don, and we're lucky we didn't have to have that debate last week, and we were supposed to.
Oh, me and you?
No, I don't think it was you I was supposed to debate.
There was supposed to be a Donovan
I was supposed to debate,
debate
somebody that Jalen versus Donovan.
That sounds horrible.
Jack, do we want to do the Paul George thing before Elliot leaves?
Yeah, I mean, aren't you aggravated enough?
Yeah,
I did have one more Jalen thing.
Oh, great, awesome. God,
I just think you guys are pinning him for the fifth and sixth most important things in quarterback play. Like you're
throwing.
No.
I'm saying
he wins.
It's
he takes care of the ball. He makes big plays on
third
down.
I'm saying that's okay that he's ranked as the fifth quarterback
in football. And I'm with you on that. But I'm
saying, like, what are we doing?
No, I'm with you on that. But
nothing's ever enough. He's got to be two. It's like, shut up.
I started by saying
about?
It's okay being fifth. But what I'm saying is the things that you're dinging him for, I don't think are as important as the things that
you're not. Well, how about this for dinging him?
Go ahead.
The entire organization decided he was such a bad leader that they publicly leaked the information to multiple sources that he was a bad leader and didn't talk to his teammates. Does that count against him?
It does.
Then, at the bye week, not only did they decide that he was throwing the ball so badly that they needed to pull it back, but that the head of security and the longtime Eagle had to take a trip to his house to talk to him about talking to his teammates. So if we're talking about the most important player on the team, shouldn't he be able to be a leader without being drugged to it and begged by it by his organization.
Yes, he should have been a better leader. I agree with you. I feel like you're not digging him enough for that.
And all we do is talk about him leading and him being the guy.
I didn't bring that up a single time.
And he's
the
most important to my judgment. If he's going to be the most important guy on the team, then the organization shouldn't have to leak things to Jay Glazer and Ian Rappaport and Jeff McClain and everybody that they leaked to talk about what a bad leader he was.
I agree. He's gone through phases where he could be a better leader. I agree with you on
that.
Bad. Yeah, I agree with you on that, right? I agree. But that doesn't...
Like, that's Embiid level stuff.
But he can't. You can't like pick and choose when he's the most important player. Like, he is also the most important player when they win all the time. It's not just when he's being a bad leader or when they like have to take the passing game and the turnovers. Like, he's always the most important player. And so when they have the best record in football or second best over the past 3 years and two Super Bowls, then he has to get credit for that.
He does, which is why he's fifth.
Yes, and I'm not even saying fifth is, I've said repeatedly, not a slap in the face. But his resume is one where if I say he's two, that's not a crazy statement.
Okay.
I agree.
There we go. We agree. Now we can talk about something else we agree on.
So Paul George will not stop podcasting, no matter how much we beg him to stop podcasting. I guess I have respect for it.
Honestly, he's come back with a vengeance. I'm not going to lie. Like, he has Carmelo on. He did a pod with someone else. Like,
the people want it.
He ain't bounced back from that Gilly pod.
The Gilly one.
Well, the Gilly pod was good. It didn't work out great for him, but it was a good pod.
Yeah, it was a great pod. Yeah,
well, this one didn't work out great for him. He's getting roasted by Tobias Harris on Twitter.
Yeah.
But here's what he said about
Toby came back.
Oh,
yeah. Toby tweeted back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here's what he had to say about Ace Bailey.
I look at Ace Bailey and how he played this season. And I think his game translates as a go-getter.
You know what I mean?
Like, all-star. Yeah. You know, put the ball in my hand. Last seconds. I'm like, I want those moments. He's ISO ball ready.
Great.
My type of player.
I couldn't be more excited hearing Carmelo say he loves Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
That's perfect for me.
Yeah, talk about guys with long histories of winning.
Yeah, well, he's a great ISO player.
He was a great ISO player.
Yeah.
Paul George, not a great ISO player anymore. He was pretty good at it at one point in his career. Players, you know, Ace Bailey's your guy. Has Ike made his announcement yet?
I'm on the Ace train.
Was there ever a question? Come on. Yeah, me and him both wanted Brandon Ingram. Like,
that is true.
We do see things the same way. I mean, we're bucket boys.
Yeah.
Are you going to start tweeting hashtag Ace the Pick, Ike?
No, I will not do that, though. No.
Oh, come on, just once. Ace the Pick. I'll text you the little Photoshop with 35 on his jersey.
To be clear, I'm not even very much anti-Ace Bailey. If they picked Ace Bailey, it's fine.
I'm worried I'm driving you away from Ace Bailey.
Yeah, well,
I know, and I wish you could not do that. Because he seems like such your kind of guy. Like, the YouTube is awesome on him.
YouTube's okay. It's okay. There's a lot of great YouTube guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like Edgecombe is a great YouTube guy. So is Trey Johnson is a great YouTube guy.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
Trey Johnson.
Yeah,
I'm not in on Edgecombe. He just seems like a role player to me.
Well, but that's because then this is my problem. Is normally I go into this stuff. I just watch the YouTube and that's it. I've read too much analysis of these guys, and I feel like Edgecombe. Like, if you just watch, I feel like you've read too much on him. Because if you just watch his YouTube, he's super explosive. He's dunking on
people. Yeah, but the difference is the Edgecombe YouTube, to me, he's always dunking on, like, fast breaks and stuff. Like, very rarely the Edgecombe YouTube do I watch him. Do I see him get the... Now, Trey Johnson, I think, is the person that you could maybe talk me off of Ace Bailey for.
Okay. Yeah. He's a bucket getter.
I like Trey Johnson.
He is, yeah. Actually, he looks small to me, though.
He is small. Well, he's skinny. He's 6'4", I mean. But he's skinny. Yeah. All right, Elliot, great appearance as always. Yeah.
That was quick.
Great Tuesday.
Listen, you didn't stop talking.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm here.
We got it. Can we get you just to call in after OTA tomorrow?
So the practice, they practice at 12:50, players talk at 2:30, so I would think at 4.
Okay.
I could call in.
I can't wait to hear about OTAs tomorrow.
Practice gets moved up, and it's indoors.
That's about 45 minutes. I'm guessing.
So it'll be a lot of depth chart notes. It won't be a lot of...
It's almost time for Everyday Elliot. Everyday Eagles.
My time of the year.
All right, Elliot. But you'll be able to hear all the OTA stuff on the Go Birds podcast. You got to subscribe to Go Birds podcast. You get a pod every morning.
Yep. Had one out yesterday to the 90-man roster. Bubbles, locks, long shots.
The content machine over here. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Talk a little. Phils have a big series starting tonight.
Fightin's.
Braves play a real team, finally.
They're like the Eagles again.
Yes.
It reminds me of them season.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
High hopes. Shaggy Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.